Hey, welcome back, Whoa Land. As of right now, the House is allegedly working on a couple of bills to help get baby formula back on store shelves. To learn more about these bills, we turn to Congressman Jim Banks. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Kayla. Good to be with you.
Hey, I'm glad you're here. I don't know much about these bills, so I'm really hoping you can educate us on these. What's happening?
Well, this reminds me of a lot of other things that have been happening over the last almost 2 years that the Democrats have been in charge. You know, by the way, this is the kind of stuff that third world countries deal with. And here we are in America with a baby formula shortage. And now the Democrats want to pass, a $28 million FDA funding bill that they think will help fix it. But it's a direct result of their policies, the supply chain issues. In this case, one of the clear causes of the baby formula shortage was the FDA shutting down an Abbott's lab formula plant up in Michigan, a regulatory issue up there, and then the supply chain and inflation adding up and causing these issues to get a lot worse. So this is like the Ukraine issue. You know, Russia invaded Ukraine because we have literally the weakest president that we've ever had sitting in the Oval Office, the weakest commander-in-chief that we have ever had, and Russia invades Ukraine, and then the answer for Democrats is to send $40 billion to Ukraine while Americans are suffering. In this case, it's let's spend more money. Let's spend $28 million and give it to the FDA, which is a large bureaucratic organization, and somehow that they think that will fix a problem that they caused in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm skeptical that will do it. Kayla, but
yeah.
I'm hearing from constituents. I heard from one mom yesterday, first name is Caroline in Fort Wayne, who wrote into the office, said, every store is empty. I've checked online, Target, Walmart, Meijer. I haven't found any. So this is another bad situation, another crisis caused by Biden, Pelosi, and these Democrats, and I fear it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, and unfortunately, another crisis we're dealing with are these really high gas prices, and they too, Congressman, just continue to get worse. I'm sure you're well aware, just over the last 24 hours, gas prices went up another 4 cents per gallon. Right now, according to AAA, for listeners just tuning in, a gallon of regular unleaded gas is $4.56. And I keep saying, Congressman, I just don't know how much more Americans can take. I'm sure you're hearing the same thing.
I hear it every day coming from everywhere. But always remember when it comes to gas prices that on the campaign trail, Joe Biden promised to end fossil fuels. And right now he's keeping that promise. This is something that he told us he would do. He would squeeze us to change our behavior, the types of cars that we drive, fulfill the radical Green New Deal and radical Democrat climate change policies. So this is what they told us they were going to do, and now we're seeing the direct result of it, and mm-hmm. hurting American families. And they don't care, because at the end of the day, it means more people are going to drive electric cars rather than cars that have gasoline, and they think somehow it's going to save the environment, even though they're okay with drilling for oil in Iran and Russia
and other countries,
and Saudi Arabia, which I can guarantee you that American oil production is far more environmentally mm-hmm. friendly than anything that those other countries do. But in the minds of these Democrats, that's okay. And it's okay for Americans to suffer as long as we're getting our way.
You really just can't make that stupidity up. Congressman, really quick in other news, obviously it was primary night in several states around the country last night. And I'm just curious to get your thoughts. It's one of the big races that everyone's talking about, North Carolina's 11th district. Republican Congressman Madison Cawthorn did not win his bid for the 11th district. What say you about that race?
Well, I haven't met his opponent, but I'll be serving next term with his opponent who beat him. And this is just one of those cases. I think Madison, like he danced around mm-hmm. in a few different districts. I'm not even sure they lived in the district that he was running in, which is usually a bad sign to begin with. But you know, at the end of the day, you represent your voters as best as you can, and if they feel like you represent them, they'll send you back for another 2 years. And that wasn't the case in this primary. There was an incumbent Democrat who lost in Pennsylvania last night as well, Kurt Schrader, mm-hmm. who was more of a moderate Democrat, but he was taken out by the progressive socialist wing of his party. And he had a lot of other, my colleague and friend Ted Budd won a Senate race in North Carolina, a very conservative a member of Congress who's gonna win in November and go to the Senate too. And of course, we're watching what happens in the Pennsylvania mm-hmm. Senate race between McCormick and Dr. Oz. So lots of interesting races and a lot more to come.
Well, Congressman, I appreciate your time this morning. I know we will have a lot more to come next week when you join us.
Have a good day.
Hey, you too. That's Congressman Jim Banks joining us live here on WoWo. I don't know why I can't help it when I hear the name Ted Budd. I just feel like you need to be like holding the Bud Light. Like, I'm Ted Budd running for office.
Podcasts by Federated Media.